repeated. B. A. We now turn our attention to variation one. This is not a judgment that it deserves to be last. Actually, variation one is in some ways one of the more complex, if not the most complex, in terms of the compositional content of these variations. I would tell you that the theme has been embedded into a very elaborate melody. Even if we have trouble hearing Twinkle Twinkle or A Vous Diriger Mama embedded in this theme, all we need do is sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star along with this variation, and we will hear where the pitches of the theme have been embellished in this larger melody. What I'm going to do, and you're going to forgive me for this, is I am going to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star along with this variation so that you could hear in this long and ornate melody line where the melody sits. So, variation one, phrase A. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. A repeated. Dum, 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 dum. B. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Oh, how nice. Now, let us turn our attention to variation 12, the last of the set. Now, by the way, there's no fixed number of variations a composer need write. It's completely up to the composer. Like in Passacaglia, we can have as many variations as the composer can justify by their imagination and by the time we have to give it. In the case of the Bach organ Passacaglia, we had 20 variations. In the case of Pachelbel's canon, we had 24 variations. In the case of Dido and Aeneas, Dido's Lament, we had 11 variations. Please, let's understand that there's no limit to the number. It's up to the composer. Mozart has written 12 variations on this French folk song, and we will listen then to the last. Here's what he does in this variation. The theme is now heard in triple meter. He's added one beat to every measure. So instead of getting da, 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 we get da, da, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three. It's something he's saved for the last moment. And that's nice, isn't it? To have saved one major variational technique, changing the meter for the last moment. Let us listen to this variation, and here's the question I have for you. How satisfactory does this sound as a final variation? We know it's the last because it's the last one. So, having heard this 12th variation, does the piece sound like it's over? And if not, why not? Variation 12. A repeated. B. A.